This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Well, Roger Stone is taking over right now, but I've got to ride shotgun a little bit because wild horses can't drag me away. Christine Blasey Ford's grandfather, father, brother, brother-in-law were in some of the nastiest areas of the deep state CIA. Not the folks actually fighting in foreign lands or battling communist China or the Russians, or not people that actually do work, but the ruling class brain bug psychologist type, psychiatrist type. And Pechenik's one of those, but he was a top one, and he was in combat, so he's a good guy. And he'll tell you how horrible the whole analyst, you know, cultural engineer crew is. They're the cancer. I want to be clear about different groups and intelligence agencies. These people are the worst. And then we learn, oh, the FBI agent that tested her, former agent, gave her two questions. Anybody can look up a standard FBI profile test. There's generally 20 to 50 warm-up questions to get a reading. Where do you live? Where are you born? Who are your parents? Who's your husband? Who's your wife? What do you do? What's your favorite color? She was given two questions, period. That's not a lie detector test. That's saying going to college one day is not a bachelor's degree. Going to college a month is not a master's. So then her friend came out, was all over the news this morning, and said, oh no, she never coached me on polygraph like her old boyfriend said, who said she flew all over the world and was lying about being scared of open spaces or planes, which in her own accounts, she admits she traveled the whole world. She admitted that to Congress, but she can't fly to D.C., and none of the witnesses said they saw what they saw. She said that's because they're sick. It's okay. They're sick. Now talk about projection. So Christine Ford's friend denies being helped on polygraph, fires back at news claims. But nowhere in AP or Fox does it tell you this. Report, Blasey Ford's best friend, also career FBI agent. Oh, you might want to mention that, and a Democrat. And all the rest of it, Jamie White, Infowars.com. So, it just gets more and more ridiculous from here on out, doesn't it? In a letter released from Christine Blasey Ford's ex-boyfriend, it was revealed that Ford helped lifelong friend Monica L. McLean pass a polygraph test. But who exactly is Monica McLean? Well, she's the owner of the McRib. No. In addition to being Ford's best friend, McLean also is a 24-year employee of the Department of Justice and FBI from 92 to 2006, according to her LinkedIn profile. But none of the media wanted to point that out, did they? No. And, of course, her lawyer, Ford's lawyer, is the top swamp lawyer for McCabe and others. The ex-boyfriend describes Ford's relationship with McLean in a letter obtained by Fox News telling how she helped McLean pass a polygraph test, which they make the FBI do all the time. Wonder why he'd know that if the story wasn't true. Wonder why he'd even have something like that. Of course he's telling the truth. Who would come up with that? That she had a friend help pass a polygraph. During some of the time we were dating, Dr. Ford lived with Monica McLean, who I understand to be her lifelong best friend. During that time, it was my understanding that McLean was interviewing for jobs at the FBI and the U.S. Attorney's Office, which is now confirmed. I witnessed Dr. Ford help McLean prepare for potential polygraph exam. Dr. Ford explained in detail what to expect, how polygraphs worked, and helped McLean become familiar with less nervous about the exam. Yeah, right. Dr. Ford was able to help because of her background in psychology. Very special background. Now, you'd think her being a Democrat swamp creature would play into this, but oh, no, 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 no. So, it just gets more insane. And then, meanwhile, there's the article on Infowars.com of Tim Cook of Apple, who runs the big slave factories in China, but it's okay, he's gay. As long as he's gay, it's okay. Bragging about, you know, how they censored me and just how I deserved it, you know. I just deserved it. Because, you know, everyone knows there's a body of evidence, like running slave factories, helping spy on the Chinese people, like you, a mass murderer, Tim Cook, by extension.
Whether you're looking to boost the benefits of our fish oil formula or just want an alternative, InfoWars Life has the formula for you. Ultimate Krill Oil is a powerhouse formula that takes advantages of the EPA, DHA, and omega-3s found in our high-quality, ultra-pure krill oil concentrate. Containing powerful antioxidants such as astaxanthin and omega-3s, Ultimate Krill Oil can help you experience the benefits of fish oil with less required DHA and EPA. This incredible formula can help your body in many ways, including supporting heart health, joint health, and cognitive health, aiding in regulating fat metabolism, helping to maintain cognitive function, and more. And while other krill oil formulas may chemically modify their formulas, we're giving you the benefits of a simple formula that contains unmodified, high-quality krill oil concentrate. Paired with our Ultimate Fish Oil or used separately, it's time to see what krill oil can do for you with Ultimate Krill Oil, now available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Well, at this point, there's just too much news to even cover. I've been forced to file a lawsuit against PayPal. I have an 18-year relationship with them, and the reason I filed suit against them is to draw attention to what's happening. Whatever comes from it, their contract is toxic. Makes you waive your rights. You shouldn't make sharecroppers waive all their rights for a chance to, you know, be employed by you. And, you know, they demonized me when they said I was a hate monger and an evil person when they banned me. So, you know, that's a form of defamation. And, you know, when you've got them working with third world dictators, you've got them working with the Nation of Islam, you've got them working with Hezbollah, you've got them working with CARE. And by the way, I'm not Louis Farrakhan's enemy. And a lot of what Farrakhan says is taken out of context. And I've interviewed Farrakhan, and at certain levels, I think Farrakhan said some things that are true, a lot of things I disagree with. So I'm not calling for Farrakhan to be kicked off PayPal. It's that anybody that knows my show knows that I really like Martin Luther King. He was a great speaker, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. And I really believe in what you stand for and what you do. If you're great at art, if you write a great book, I'm going to read your book. If you cook great food, I'm going to come to your restaurant. If you play great music, I'm going to go listen to you. I think there's women beautiful from every stripe of human, you know, community. And so that's where I stand. And I don't need to sit here and virtue signal all day that I'm not a Nazi, but let me tell you something. They've called reporters that work here white nationalists because they covered Charlottesville. Charlottesville was led by a bunch of Democrat operatives, all of them, who a year before had worked for Hillary or Obama, and then all suddenly dressed up like Nazis. And they're all a bunch of, I mean, let's just say it. I'm not against them because they're gay, but they're a bunch of gay drama students and drama professors who, you know, wanted to burn torches and go make Trump look bad. I mean that's what it was. It was just a gay drama club out there dressed up like Nazis. And there's been so many cases of that. And then reporters go cover it and you get called white supremacist. And listen, I don't like white supremacists, but I don't like black supremacists, Hispanic supremacists, any of this. We've got videos on InfoWars.com I haven't even gotten to today with the incredible Millie Weaver and the amazing Gavin Wentz have shot, where there are Mexicans who are illegal aliens, they say they are, wearing Mexico soccer jerseys, saying F Trump, F America. And there's a new video out. We need to bleep it. We should air it towards the end of this hour. Just insanity. And then there's a guy who lost his daughter when a drunk illegal alien hit her going 100 miles an hour head on with three of his own kids in the car. They didn't die. She did. And this racist, in my view, Hispanic lady is saying F off gringo. So, yeah, if I was walking down the street and I saw KKK everywhere, I'd be concerned. I walk around and I see large groups of whites trained to hate being white and screaming white people need to have their balls chopped off and kill Kavanaugh and kill the Republicans. You know, that's major professors. They're not getting in trouble. When you talk about KKK type crap, I'm seeing it from white professors and leftists radicalizing Hispanics and others, where you show up in Tennessee at a Trump rally. Maybe we should roll some of that as B-roll. Headline, father who lost daughter confronts illegals. And he just looks at him and says, I lost my daughter, and they're getting his face. There's a guy from Argentina who's here legally. He's like, Jesus, just be here legally. But again, ladies and gentlemen, that's what we've gotten to in this country, where Alex Jones rails against big tech. Bombshell, PayPal bans InfoWars after lobbying by Soros-funded group. InfoWars files emergency injunction against PayPal in federal court. Really wanted to show was their headlines. Alex Jones says PayPal after InfoWars banned for hate and intolerance. This magic word. I think Tim Cook running slave factories in China is hate and intolerance. I think them shutting down free speech is hate and intolerance. But they just say these magic words, and I'm blown out the airlock. So they're the clear and present danger. What are we going to do about it? There's another article on InfoWars.com. If you pull it up, that's the latest. With folks that are so brainwashed while they're inside this country and so trained to hate this nation that they don't even know what planet they're on. Oh, they want to get here as soon as they can, but they want to turn it into the third world nation that they came from. Why do they fear InfoWars? Because we talk about real issues. Because we break down the real facts. I don't care how long it takes. I'm going to pull up the article on InfoWars.com. I tell you, Fox Insider puts bugs on your phone, man. Once I went there, it just keeps launching all this crazy-ass stuff. I'll sit there for 5 hours. I have to. You go to InfoWars.com. I'm just going to sit there for hours. You go to InfoWars.com, and you come there, and there's just a whole other article by Millie Weaver right there below the top stories in featured. There it is. Anti-Trump protesters declare Mexico first. And they've got Mexican flags hanging on them. All this stuff. This is crazy town. And that's where all our reporters should be, is at the Trump rallies. That's where we should really be. That's where I should really be, is just out there in the streets. And that's why they try to do everything they can to kill our live feeds on Facebook and Twitter and YouTube, so that we can't communicate with you, so you can't see what the globalists have set up and what the globalists have done and what they've developed and what they have set up in this nation to bring us down. That's it. So I'm going to end this segment and let Roger Stone take over. But, man, that's some powerful video. It might even make one of our shows today. It might even make it on the air today. Probably not, though. But Millie Weaver's on fire, and I salute her and I thank her and I really, really appreciate her. So Roger's coming up in just a moment. If you don't support us, you know, we're suing PayPal. That's going to be expensive. We're battling Soros. And I'm not bitching. Hell, I'm here to kick their ass politically. But you might want to bet on the horse, and you might want to fund the operation that's 110% in as hard as I can. Because let me tell you something. A lot of people don't have memories anymore. A lot of people have already given up their brains to TV and culture. Whatever mesmerization thing they send through these damn phones doesn't work on me. It only pisses me off. So I'm conscious, I'm aware, and I'm not going to let people that aid and abet mass murderers like Tim Cook run my life. And I believe we will beat this sorry SOB and the rest of them as long as you take action. But I need your hopes, I need your prayers, and I need your support. Tomorrow is the last day, maybe even today. I don't know. I got new specials coming out on Brain Force Plus, the great nootropic, 40% off. Secret 12, the amazing pure vitamin B12. Happy's, the new mood and stress relief system with a bunch of key concentrated herbs that are known to give you not a depressant, but a smooth, calm, confident gait. I should probably drink a whole bottle of this. Actually, don't do that, folks. Take the recommended amount. Consult your physician before you take it. It's a little tongue-in-cheek comment, and I'm pretty wound up with the energetic level 34 days out from this critical election and just trying to get people out of the comas, out of the trances. Even people who think they're awake are in these trances with no memory. I witness it constantly, just no memory even an hour before, and it's like a time warp, but it's okay. Those of us that have memory, it's a gift from God. Those of us that have consciousness, it's an amazing thing. So please keep supporting the broadcast. Please keep getting the products. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com. It takes you right to the supplements, or 888-253-3139. Sign up for auto ship and additional 10% off. But things are definitely coming to a head, and Trump's going to have big meetings in the White House soon with the tech heads with a lot of his face. He'll give them an ultimatum. They'll crap all over him, and then he'll take them to the woodshed like he's done China. That's how Trump works. It's through a process of giving people a chance. And I know that Roger Stone's got a lot on that, a lot on Kavanaugh, coming up for the next three segments straight ahead. And then you're going to have our co-host with him of the War Room, Owen Schroyer, who's so on fire, coming up today in about 45 minutes. So we're going to go to break. But without you buying the products, we won't be here. You know, PayPal, now that we have an emergency injunction, may be good for a few more days. I don't know. But people say fight back. Well, I'm doing it. You know, people say get rid of Hillary. I'm doing it. People say Hillary for president. We're doing it. Of course, you know, she'd come after me, right? Like, so we've done it now. So we need your support financially, particularly, and your prayers. So belly up and double down and be part of history. InfoWarsStore.com. Buy your war bonds today.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
From the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Roger Stone.
Welcome back to The Alex Jones Show. I'm Roger Stone, and not even technological difficulties can stop us from bringing you the real news. I'm in Washington, D.C. today for a series of meetings to talk about grassroots activism supporting the president's Supreme Court nominee, and also to begin planning to thwart what is clearly coming down the pike. Quite simply, if Brett Kavanaugh is rejected by the Senate, you have seen the dress rehearsal for the impeachment of President Donald Trump. You have seen the two-party duopoly's dry run. Here's how it works. If the Democrats win the House this November, a few short days from now, as soon as they take control in January, they will surely vote articles of impeachment against Donald Trump. Because they are empty-handed on the question of Russian collusion, that is, Russian coordination collusion conspiracy with the Trump campaign, their new excuse will be sexual assault by Donald Trump. As with Judge Kavanaugh, there is, of course, no evidence or proof of that, but there are a number of women who surfaced briefly in the 2016 campaign with these accusations, none of whom had any corroboration, any evidence, any proof that what they were saying was true. They quickly disappeared, but believe me, folks, they'll be back. And now there's a new standard. The standard is guilty until proven innocent. There will be a hysteria created in the country. The president will be accused by weeping women in the Senate trial, all of which, of course, will be televised. The president's weak-kneed Republican supporters will head for the exits. They will vote with the Democrats. We need to move aggressively. But first, let's examine why this is happening. The last few days have been revealing between Bob Woodward's book, the anonymous op-ed, and Obama's speech, you have evidence that the deep state is preparing for the same exact type of takedown that they used to remove President John F. Kennedy. In his case, their game plan was somewhat more violent. You see, much like President Kennedy, Donald Trump is for peace. He wants to lessen tensions with North Korea. He wants to lessen tensions with the Russians. After the Bay of Pigs fiasco, when President John Kennedy refused to mount an all-out assault against Cuba, and after the Cuban Missile Crisis, in which JFK signaled that he wanted talks with Russia to lessen national prospects for a nuclear holocaust, well, it was too much for the deep state, and they took him down. Prior to these more recent signals, the Washington Post phony anonymous op-ed, the Bob Woodward book, and Obama's incredible speech in which he grabbed credit for a surging economy that he predicted would never surge again, the evidence was somewhat thinner, but still more troubling. First of all, you had a series of anonymous leaks out of Obama's intelligence services regarding the alleged collusion with the Russians. One of these was even admitted to under oath by FBI Director James Comey. Then you had a series of anti-Trump political messages that were found in the text exchanges between Peter Strzok and other FBI agents regarding the fact that they could find no real evidence of Russian collusion. There was, as Lisa Page said, no there. And then the Democratic Party produced a dossier, not a document created by law enforcement or legitimate intelligence agencies, but a partisan document that was then used as the legal rationale for the surveillance of the Republican candidate for president, an abuse of power that makes Watergate look like small potatoes. And then lastly, very similar to Watergate, a former CIA and FBI operative approached members of the Trump campaign in an effort to plant faux evidence of Russian collusion. These are the seeds of sedition. These are the underlying aspects of the game in play to remove our president. Now, there are two things that the deep state requires before they can make their move on Donald Trump. First and foremost is the complete silencing of InfoWars.com. They want Alex Jones shut up and as quickly as possible because they know that millions of Americans tune into InfoWars through whatever app or whatever platform they choose to get the truth, the raw, I like to call it stone cold truth about what's happening in Washington and what the globalists are really up to. Then, as I have said here many times, they would like to lock me up. Having come up with empty-handed of any evidence of Russian collusion or WikiLeaks collaboration or any involvement regarding the acquisition or publication of John Podesta's emails, now Robert Mueller, the hitman for the deep state, is out trying to fabricate some other offense in order to silence me. Don't let them do it, folks. Go to the InfoWars.com site right now because we need your help as never before. InfoWars is a beacon of freedom. We are Freedom Command Central. This is where you will hear up-to-the-minute reports on exactly what the deep state is up to in their efforts to take down our president. We will tell you when and how to act with grassroots activism to counter the efforts of the left. But we cannot do it without your support, and we cannot do it while we are facing the kind of censorship that they hope to put on us. We are really not crying wolf. We are operating under, as you can see, some technological restraints. But we do know this. Shutting down InfoWars is crucial. Tim Cook is lying. It is only through the process of discovery and lawsuits that we're going to be able to prove that the Apple CEO lies through his teeth when he says there is no coordination. There's never been any discussions regarding the censorship of Alex Jones. He lies, and only in a court of law will we prove it. I'm Roger Stone. You're on the Alex Jones Show, and I'll be right back.
We've got it.
Got it. it's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or, heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern-day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality. From InfoWarsStore.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. And now, your host, Roger Stone.
Welcome back. I'm Roger Stone, pinch hitting for the Alex Jones Show and broadcasting from a hotel room in Washington, D.C., where I'm here to not only meet with activists in preparation for the deep state's move on our president, which is surely coming. The Kavanaugh assault is the dry run for the establishment. It is their first attempt to take down a presidential nominee and to delay his Supreme Court appointment in the hopes that they will gain control of the U.S. Senate this November and thwart the president's attempt to have a conservative majority on the Supreme Court. Now, Judge Brett Kavanaugh was not my first choice for this nomination. In fact, I took to the airwaves right here at InfoWars, wrote an extensive piece about why I was concerned regarding his close relationship with the Bush crime family and his role in the cover-up of the death of Vince Foster, the White House counsel to Bill and Hillary Clinton, whose body was found in Fort Marcy Park, Virginia. I don't think Foster was murdered by the Clintons. I believe he took his own life, but I'm virtually certain that the Clintons, particularly Mrs. Clinton, ordered that his body be removed from the old executive office building where I think he committed suicide after relentless verbal abuse by the First Lady in an open White House staff meeting, senior staff meeting. That would explain why the FBI toxicology report showed that his body was completely covered by fiber. From a carpet. That's because they rolled him in a carpet to remove him. And I was concerned about the role that Brett Kavanaugh played regarding a man named Patrick Knowlton. Knowlton was just an everyday citizen who happened along the park at the wrong time, saw men emerging from the woods where they had dumped the body of Vince Foster, and then made the mistake of reporting that to the local police. That brought Brett Kavanaugh and the full force of the FBI to his door, demanding that he change his memory of what he had seen, and instructing him that he had seen a car with Arkansas plates there at the park that, in fact, he hadn't seen. He had seen a blue car with Arkansas plates, but as I recall it, Foster's car, planted later at the park, was brown. All of that said, I also said that I would support whoever the president nominated. And I believe that the charges against Brett Kavanaugh from all of these various women are false. What's amazing to me is that these same liberals, these so-called feminists, continue to this day to have no issue with Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton is not only a serial sexual assaulter, but he's also a rapist who violently bit women through the upper lip in order to disable them. He bit Juanita Broderick, who has been very brave in recent days, speaking out against her abuse at the hands of Bill Clinton and pointing out the hypocrisy of those on the left who, to this day, refuse to criticize Clinton for his abuse of women. But more precisely, those feminists who have no issue with the fact that it was Hillary Clinton who ran the campaign to silence Bill's victims. It was Hillary Clinton who hired the heavy-handed private detectives and the mean lawyers to threaten women like Juanita Broderick and Kathleen Willey and Paula Jones and so many others into silence. Hillary Clinton told us that she was an advocate for women, when in fact she was a terrorizer of women. Today, I saw a video of Hillary Clinton attacking Bill's victims, calling Jennifer Flowers, who was in a consensual relationship with her husband, a failed cabaret singer, calling the whole issue of Bill's abuse of women Willie Horton Part 2. Nice try, Hillary. You are busted. Anybody who wants the facts on the Clintons' war on women can go to my book, The Clintons' War on Women. It's available at the InfoWars.com store now. This is the definitive oppo dump on Bill and Hillary Clinton, the abusers of women, that the feminists who are raging against Brett Kavanaugh still where she said men just need to shut up and that it's time to step up and block the appointment of Brett Kavanaugh based on no evidence, no corroboration, and no proof. But where was Mazie Hirono when senior U.S. Senator Dan Inouye, the man who dominated the Hawaii Democratic machine, was a U.S. senator, and he was accused of sexual assault by a woman named Lenore Kwok, a hairdresser. At that point, Senator Hirono was in her 12th term in the Hawaii House. And do you know what she said? Nothing. Absolutely nothing. So, Mazie, why didn't you step up, as you put it? Perhaps you're the one who should shut up. It is extraordinary to see the enormous hypocrisy of these Democrats. Let's take, for example, Richard Blumenthal. Blumenthal actually has the cojones to read the Latin translation of the legal maxim that if you are caught lying about one thing, it is reasonable to assume that you are lying about everything. Well, Senator Blumenthal, what about your lying about serving in the military in Vietnam when you never were anywhere near Vietnam? You use this in every campaign for public office you ran in. We still have no apology from you. We still have no acknowledgement that you lied. Do you really have the audacity to accuse Brett Kavanaugh of lying, given your history as a serial liar? Yes, that's Richard Blumenthal. He's a disgrace to those brave men and women from the Nutmeg State who did serve their country in Vietnam. Yet, he continues his unrelenting attack on Brett Kavanaugh. In the meantime, folks, I want to commend Alex Jones for having the courage to sue PayPal. It's really not about the economics. It's about exposing exactly what's going on here. And before it's all over, I fear he's going to have to sue Apple, Facebook, Twitter, and all of these social media platforms that are so desperate to end the clarion call of what we do here at InfoWars. Because, you see, it's only under oath and in discovery that we can really prove their insidious plot. That we can prove that the Apple CEO, Tim Cook, when he says he's never discussed Alex Jones with anyone, is lying through his teeth. In the meantime, these lawsuits cost money. And therefore, I ask you to go to the InfoWars.com store now and find the donate button. Even if you're not in the mood or the market for one of our great nutraceuticals or a book or a t-shirt, we'll show you right now how you can donate. Send us $25, $50, $100, $500. Some have even sent, yes, $1,000, because our fight is your fight. If they silence Alex Jones today, who will be silenced tomorrow? We need your support. Please find that donate button and send us a generous contribution. We will never fold on you, but we need you to have our back. I'm Roger Stone. I'll be right back.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. Advertise at GCNlive.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We promote the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse and invite you to try them today by visiting GCNLife.com. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
My fellow American, let me make this perfectly clear. You're listening to Roger Stone on InfoWars.
Welcome back. I'm Roger Stone, sitting in for the great Alex Jones. And now we're going to take you to a really incredible report from Millie Weaver, who brings us this report from Johnson City, Tennessee, where President Donald Trump has just had a rally. This will really blow your mind. Let's roll it.
So, why are you waving a Mexican flag, like, from Mexico?
From Mexico. We support Mexicans all the way.
So, what is the point of it? Do you guys want to be Americans?
We're not. No, we're even citizens, but we're just not. We don't support Trump.
So, do you support America?
I support
a good America. You support a good America?
Yes.
So then why do you guys wave a Mexico flag and not an America flag?
Yeah, we support Mexico and Trump not supporting us.
So what did you say?
We're supporting our Mexico because Trump doesn't support us.
We support our culture.
Yeah.
We don't think our culture should be supported.
But, okay, so you're U.S. citizens though, right?
Yeah.
You're U.S. citizens. So isn't your culture American?
No.
We come from a Mexican lineage. Okay. Therefore, we brought it here into America. That's why we're a melting pot here in America.
Okay.
Well, don't you think most people come from different countries, but then they wave the American flag? Like, for example, many of my ancestors are from Ireland. I'm not, you know, I wouldn't go around waving an Irish flag in America. You know, we all have our own preferences, ma'am. But
We are Mexican-Americans.
So are you Mexicans? Are you Mexicans first or Americans first?
Yes. I'm a Mexican. Because my parents are from Mexico.
Yes. So you're Mexican first. So would you rather be in Mexico or America?
Why can be in both? Whenever I want.
Okay. So is that why you want open borders and stuff? Yes.
Why not? Why is Trump's hate so much against Mexico? What has Mexico ever done to Trump? Nothing, right?
Well, he just entered.
Separating families is a disgrace. Yes. Putting children in cages is a disgrace.
So, what do you guys think about Trump just negotiating a deal with Mexico, a trade deal with Mexico and Canada, that's going to be mutually beneficial?
He has.
We're just waiting for Congress to approve it. What do you think about it?
I don't think it's right.
Do you think that the Mexican president shouldn't have agreed to terms with him?
Him too.
Really?
Yeah. That's f***ed up.
Why? Why? What's bad about the deal?
Seven on your time, man. We have to go.
All right.
InfoWars, y'all are awesome.
Okay. Have you?
All right. A terrific report from Millie Weaver. Millie, I just want to remind you, those women have to be believed because, of course, they're women. That's the new standard, a standard that is important in every regard, except for when you're talking about Bill or Hillary Clinton. Speaking of Hillary Clinton, if you still have your Bill Clinton rape whistles or your Bill Clinton rape t-shirt, you might want to get them out because Hillary Clinton is headed to South Florida on October 23rd. And it is important for us to remind people of Bill Clinton's long documented history as an abuser of women, a man who has not only sexually assaulted, exposed himself to, but bitten multiple women or through the upper lip, a classic disabling move for an experienced rapist. And the Clinton rape t-shirt, which we just showed you, which will ultimately end up in the Smithsonian, is an iconic memento from the most improbable election in American history. You see, back in the 1980s, when we only had three television networks, and CNN and Fox were in their infancy, it was much easier to mau-mau the national press to intimidate them and bully them out of reporting about Bill Clinton's epic abuse of women. We're having a little bit of a technological difficulty here. I apologize for that. But now, in Florida, Hillary Clinton is being brought in for a photo finish election. There's two races in my home state that are pivotal, where Ron DeSantis, a Trump supporter, a member of Congress who resigned his seat in order to pursue this campaign for governor, is locked in a skin-tight battle with Andrew Gillum, the socialist Democrat mayor of Tallahassee. Also on the ballot is a pivotally important U.S. Senate race, where Governor Rick Scott has hobbled his own campaign through his opposition to medicinal marijuana. Medicinal marijuana was approved by 71.5% of the voters of Florida. In that election, when the voters approved medicinal marijuana, they did not anticipate that the Republican legislature would pass enabling legislation, which says you can have medicinal cannabis, you just can't smoke it. Well, that means that people who use cannabis as medicine need to either have a vape device or use the more expensive orals. Clearly, it's aimed at poor people and disproportionately African Americans. This is very unpopular. So John Morgan, the man who put medicinal marijuana on the ballot, took Governor Rick Scott to court, and he won. The courts avoided the law that said you could not smoke medicinal cannabis. Now, Governor Rick Scott insists on appealing that ruling. There is not a lawyer alive who believes he will win that appeal. Meanwhile, hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of people wait for their medicine. Medicine they take as an alternative to the far more damaging and deleterious opioids. Will this race take down the entire Republican ticket? Unfortunately, Republican candidate Ron DeSantis, who I'm actually supporting, has agreed to support Governor Rick Scott's appeal. So have the other Republican candidates on the ballot. This could be the secret weapon of the Democrats in a battleground state. Let me remind you, both John McCain and Mitt Romney lost Florida. Donald Trump won Florida on the basis of an extraordinarily strong performance in the state's rural areas, overcoming an enormous Democratic advantage in the three southern counties. Everyone will be watching Florida to see how it goes. It will be viewed as a precursor for the 2020 election. Will Governor Rick Scott and his anti-cannabis position, rejected by 71.5% of Florida voters, take down the entire Republican ticket? It's entirely possible. In the meantime, we will be greeting Hillary Clinton in full force on October 23rd. So watch us here at InfoWars for more information about where and when you can go protest the lady who will be showing up wearing a shower curtain, if her recent public performances are any indication. I'm Roger Stone. This has been the Alex Jones Show. I'm glad that we were able to overcome our technological difficulties, even if it included bringing you this show by telephone. And I ask you once more to do two things. Go to the InfoWars.com store now. And if you're not in the market for one of our great products, and by the way, Brain Force Plus at 40% off is a terrific buy. Mental clarity and energy in a bottle. Safe and effective with thousands of satisfied reviews. And when you're finished there, go to stonedefensefund.com, stonedefensefund.com. Robert Mueller and his deep state thugs are poking into every aspect of my personal, private, business, social, and family life. Why? Does it have to do with Russian collusion or WikiLeaks collaboration? No. I'm being persecuted for one reason and one reason only. Because I appear here on InfoWars. Because I bring you the cutting-edge truth. And because I supported Donald Trump for president and helped defeat Hillary Clinton. Don't let them shut InfoWars down. Don't let them silence me. We need your support today. Thank you, and God bless you.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for
relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.